98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Brought to you by Brooklyn Betting. That's American-owned and American-dreamed Brooklyn Betting.
We're live at State Farm Stadium. Couple things. One thing that's interesting, Christian Kirk is in pads right now. So that's something to keep an eye on.
Yes, indeed.
We'll keep watching to see his participation level today. Number two, you should know about.
Well, it was a minor deal, Douglas.
Yeah, it's a minor deal. We really appreciate a lot of the texts we just got. We think it's a great conversation. Who do you want to be the number one most improved player for the Cardinals? We're going to remove the obvious because that's such a good answer because it changes everything. But if it's not Kyler Murray, who do you want it to be? Send us your videos. Take a video of yourself. Send it to us at Doug and Wolf 98.7. And then we are going to try to play those later on in the 9 o'clock hour today. Now it's time for the Rush Hour Reboot. Maloney takes over. Maloney, what's the hottest sports news?
So training camp continues for the Arizona Cardinals. And this morning you guys were joined by Cards running backs coach James Saxon. And he discussed how he feels about the Cards running back room heading into the season.
Very good room. We're very, very excited about everybody that's in that room. I don't know if I've had a room quite as deep as this one. These guys are all competitors. They're all different skill sets. I'll see. We'll see. I mean, these guys are intense. They're into it, and that's what we want as a football team.
Your reaction to that?
He was the running backs coach with a prolific offense with the Chiefs, so he doesn't have Priest Holmes in that room.
Priest Holmes.
He was the running back. Those 2003, 4 or so Kansas City Chiefs teams were unbelievable offensively. But then he was also the running backs coach for Lev Bell for a while with the Steelers when they were going. So there's no way individually anybody matches those rooms. But it's interesting that he said the depth, and I can understand that because there's a guy that does a different thing and he does it well. Now the other team knows what the scouting report on each guy.
Yeah.
But it's going to be I could see why he'd say that it's a really deep room.
Well, we all understand that Chase Edmonds, of course, and James Conner will get the vast majority of reps for the Arizona Cardinals in the regular season, and they are change-up backs. That's the reason why I absolutely love them. They're change-up backs, but they can do the same job of their counterpart, that being Chase Edmonds. In other words, you could take James Conner and you could stick him in the gun and let him do all that stuff on third and obvious pass situations that Chase Edmonds does. Or you could use Chase Edmonds to actually, in rundown situation, put him at 7 yards and let him run the ball downhill, just the way I think they're going to do with James Conner. Having said all of that right here, that's the kind of depth and flexibility I think that James Saxon is talking about here. For me, it's Jonathan Ward. Jonathan Ward is having a great camp. How does that translate into getting reps in the regular season? I don't know. But when he talks about depth, he's talking about Jonathan Ward.
Our own John Gamadoro tweeted yesterday that he does believe Paul Millsap will be considered for Phoenix in free agency. And he's also looking at Isaiah Hartenstein as a player that could garner attention for the Suns. He's not sure on Aaron Baines yet, but he is trying to find that one out. So what else would you like to see the Suns add this offseason?
You know, Aaron Baines is so smart. And there's a stat in basketball. Gosh, I don't know how old it is. Maybe 5 years, 6 years. Screen assist, SA. And it's how many times is it your screen that opens up a good shot for somebody else? When Aaron Baines is healthy, nobody has more screen assists per minute than that guy. And his intelligence, I'd love to see Baines join this team.
I honestly don't think the Phoenix Suns need to make any other additions. I really don't believe they need to. Having said that, Aaron Baines, okay. If there's somehow some way you could actually bring him in, Paul Millsap.
Oh, yeah.
That name right there, man, I love Paul Millsap and still think he'd bring an awful lot of toughness to this team. Either one of those guys, or you're going to tell me somehow, some way, both of those guys? I don't know, but James Jones is building a very, very deep and diverse roster, and I love it.
Not since the summer of 2019 has an NFL preseason game taken place, but that all ends tonight, Wolf, as two of the most storied franchises will kick off the NFL preseason as the Cowboys face the Steelers in the Hall of Fame game. So, Wolf, I'm going to give you this minute. What do you most remember about your first preseason game?
My first preseason game? Let's see, William the Refrigerator Perry?
You guys played the Bears?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact. My first, wait a minute, no, that wasn't. That was the third. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. No, that was the third preseason game.
You're not
game.
So old that you played six preseason games.
I'm telling you, no, I did not.
Was against the Patriots, correct?
I did not. I was, yes, correct, against the Patriots. That was my first. What do I remember about that? I remember veterans telling me just run as fast as you can on kickoff cover and try to bury somebody. That's what they told me. You do that, Rook, and you're going to get the attention of the coaches. Just run as fast as you can down the field and bury somebody. It didn't matter what you did after that. You didn't have to make the tackle. You just had to bury somebody and you'll get the coach's attention right there. It was pretty good advice, I will admit. But yeah, it was the third preseason game against the Chicago Bears. And I have to honestly at some point retell the William the Refrigerator Perry story.
Well, we could do that next if you want.
Yeah, you know what, honestly, I would love to do it. Well, okay, you didn't want me to tell it right now, did you?
Not at 8:09.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's the Rush Hour reboot, right?
Yeah, well, I meant next, like next segment, but we'll keep going. ASU.
What else do you have for me?
So, ASU did open fall camp yesterday, but a lot of the discussion around college football is surrounding the SEC and Texas and Oklahoma. One of the Pac-12's most influential presidents on Tuesday took a measured approach to expanding the conference, noting that institutional fit and closing the revenue gap would be key to evaluating potential new members. Here's Pac-12 insider John Wilner on Burns & Gambo yesterday.
Well, I don't think that there's a school out there that makes sense for the Pac-12 in terms of expanding membership, right?
Do you agree?
Along the lines of what the president said, I do agree. However, I disagree if we're looking at what it means to the conference. Listen, I realize there's nothing special about Baylor, about TCU, about Texas Tech that gets you jacked up at all. But you're still bringing in Texas. And whenever you have the chance to bring in Texas, I think that's good for your conference. I don't really want Kansas football, but anytime you can bring in KU basketball, that's good for your conference. But that's a long trip because that also means your volleyball teams are going there. You know, your cross country, you have track meets there. That it's a tough sell unless you're just getting everybody. But if I'm an ASU fan, I kind of like it. Because you're still close to Southern California and you would be playing teams that, for the most part, you can beat.
You know what's amazing about this? I honestly believe that the musical chairs are playing right now and that the Big 12 and the Pac-12, these two are going to merge at some point in time. I believe the Big Ten and the ACC will merge at some point in time. Hey, listen, I know you guys are screaming at me right now that it's never going to happen. Bull, you watch it happen. The SEC has become a super conference in and of itself, by itself, and I think we're going to see this blending of the two, and then there's going to be something else after that. And what that is, I do not know. Right now, what I know is there are no guarantees in college football. The entire landscape is changing and will continue to change over the next 3 to 4 years. And after 3 or 4 years, none of us are going to be able to recognize it. It's not going to look the same. It's going to be completely different with a completely different game. It's going to be a minor league. College football is going to be a minor league for the National Football League.
And our last one, Lions head coach Dan Campbell shared with reporters yesterday on what he comes to the facility with and how he starts his day.
Well, normally what I do is I'll get two venti. I go to, you know, Starbucks. I get two venti of the pipe with two shots in them. So black eye in both. That's what I come in with. That's how I start the day. So
per the Mayo Clinic, up to 400 milligrams of caffeine a day appears to be healthy for appears to be safe for most healthy adults. which is roughly the amount of caffeine in 4 cups of coffee, 10 cans of cola, or 2 energy drinks.
So if it's 10 cans of pop, I don't know what cola is. If it's equal to 10 cans of pop, and that's 2 shots, and before the beautiful Miss Stephanie dropped the hammer, you were getting 5 shots, right?
5-shot Venti Americano.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still get it. I still get it.
I thought the hammer was dropped. That you weren't allowed.
What do you mean,
the
Venti Americano? No, of course not. Not that the Venti Americano. Heck, no.
Or was it just buying us breakfast?
No, I think it was smoking. It was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For those of you who don't know, the old days, of the Doug and Wolf show.
Stop it.
Wolf had this rule: I buy, you fly, and he would send some intern out, and we would get breakfast
don't
like
worry
once a week.
About it.
And then we were.
Yes.
Yeah. Could I have a number 3 with cheese and a large coffee?
You know what? We shouldn't do this, but we're going to do it.
No, we're not.
Minch played that yesterday and didn't even know the story behind it. So we've got that story that our own board op assistant program director, I just got a promotion, assistant producer doesn't know. And there's a lot of people that don't know your William Refrigerator Perry story. It's story time, live from camp on the Doug and Wolf Show, next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.